podcasts to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about January 2017. Yay. Happy New Year, everybody. You know, we're going to enter into this first month of the new year in a Mercury retrograde, but it's not going to last that long. It's going to be in effect as we step into the month, and it is going to be retrograde in the sign Capricorn for the first 4 days, and then it is going to continue to back up and retrograde into Sagittarius for the next 4 days, and then on the 8th of January, it is going to go direct. So those first 8 days, we really are being asked to really, you know, is there something we still need to let go of? Is there something from the past that we need to go back and hammer out? Is there an old issue we need to work through? Is there an opportunity or an old idea that could be revisioned in some way? Is there someone from the past that we need to reconnect with and rekindle something? So we really want to be aware of what these energy fields mean. So from the 1st through the 4th, as it is retrograding in Capricorn, this is the area that is about our ambitions in life and our personal goals that we set for ourselves. So you may want to start the new year by looking back at something that you were doing really well before and say, I want to set that goal again. I want to get back in shape, or I want to, you know, get ambitious about my career again in some way that I was before. You know, think about the past opportunities and ways that you can envision that going forward, because when it comes to the Capricorn part of it, we are also entering this month of January with new moon momentum in that same sign. So the new moon started on December 29th in Capricorn. So not only are we kind of going back and rethinking, reworking things, but we have this forward push, and it's really the biggest one we're going to get out of the whole year of 2017 to go into that next chapter or start something brand new or take things to the next level as we're dealing with that old stuff. And so, you know, first and foremost, our ambitions and our goals. So figure out what your goals are and how you can work this out moving forward. Secondly, this is about your career. So, you know, anything that you can rework so that you can move forward with that. And then thirdly, Capricorn has to do with authority figures that we deal with. So it can be an important time to see some kind of shift going on with a boss or a parent or a director or a teacher, mentor, judge, any higher up type of person that you're dealing with. And so if you need to go back to work something out with them so that you can then move that scenario forward, this is your window from January 1st to January 4th. So the new moon, and not to make this sound complicated, but the new moon is going to continue to push that forward all the way up to the 12th of January. So you're still going to have momentum then moving forward with goals and career and authority figures after the 4th. But the Mercury retrograde is now going to step back into Sagittarius. So from January 4th to January 8th, you're going to now refocus the past energy on Sagittarius themes. So now it's important if there's some kind of legal matter that you need to tackle. If there's an educational pursuit, maybe it's time to go back to school or get that training or start teaching something that you know and you want to go back and organize all those, you know, thoughts and papers and everything. So legal, educational, media ventures, you know, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything that would disseminate the information out there wider. So old opportunities and people coming back around with those themes. Travel or with people at a distance. So you might be, you know, going back and, or maybe you're leaving, maybe you've been visiting family for the holidays and it's time to get back, you know, so there's some kind of shift going on around the travel sphere or what's happening between you and those people that are far away during that time frame. Also, Sagittarius rules weddings. So if you've thought about going back and working in the wedding industry or going back to some idea of getting married or somebody that you were wed to before, then that window is all about you, right? And then also Sagittarius rules religion and politics. So we can see some reversals or some slowing down and going back over old issues and opportunities and ideas and connections with people related to those themes between the 4th and the 8th. So there's quite a bit going on during those days. And again, it's a very short window that you do want to take advantage of. If there is something that you still need to talk about or some old agreement you need to rework about any of those themes, that you want to book the ticket to fly somewhere, you know, sign up for the class, any of these things, this is the time frame. Okay. So that's kind of like our Mercury retrograde new moon momentum pushing us into this new year. And then on the 12th, we have this full moon that is going to happen in the sign of Cancer. So this is our big culmination of the year for themes that Cancer rules. And at a full moon, we can be celebrating. So there can be, you know, some kind of event going on or some kind of big, you know, thing that you've achieved. And, you know, or maybe there's some kind of recognition happening around this. So it can be a very big emotional high in a good way. It can also just be where you've been working really hard on something for some time and now you're finally wrapping that up or it's finally coming through. It can also be an ending if you're done with something and you just can't take another minute of it. Then this might be, you know, that moment. But it's going to focus on the Cancer theme. So, you know, first of all, Cancer does rule our emotional needs. So this might just be about reaching some kind of emotional peak in a situation or with another person as you're, you know, getting what you want or closing that door. It rules our home. And so this can be something going on in the home or about the home, you know. It can be about a move. It can be about a renovation. It could be about real estate deals that are happening, wrapping up or ending or coming through at that time. It can also be about your family. It can be about a parent, your roommates, your security needs. It can be on a bigger scope. It can be about your patriotism, your country, the land. So, you know, all of these things are kind of reaching their epic high for the year right around the 12th. So in the days building up to that, if you want to work towards some kind of closure or achievement in those areas, then the energy is kind of working with you to do that. Then the last major thing going on in January is a new moon that we have on the 27th. And that new moon is in the sign of Aquarius. So when we have a new moon, it gives us that boost forward. It's going to push us forward the last days of January and take us into the first 10 to 12 days of February with forward momentum. So it's going to try to help us start new things or take things to the next level with Aquarian themes. And so with Aquarius, this means it can really open up doors for us with friends, new friends or new projects or interests we're doing with current friends. It can be about group affiliation, so you might join a group or take your group to some next level. It can be about what you're doing online, so this is a really good time to launch websites or join or start something online. It can be about astrology, so if you have some new interest in that, you might want to dive into it at this point. It can be about charities, so really good time to get involved with charitable organizations. It can be about parties and events and gatherings, so it's also a really good time to either attend or plan your event during this time frame. And then, you know, on a personal level, Aquarius is about our originality and our unique side to our individuality. So there might be something really unique about you that you're really ready to push forward. It can be about your personal aspirations and how you want to kind of pursue the dream that you have for your life. It can also be about freedom and what you're willing to do to free yourself out of scenarios that don't feel so free at the moment. Or maybe you're just going to blow some new energy into the scenarios that does feel more free for you. So lots to really launch into towards the end of the month. So when we start to look at all the signs, Aries, you know, you are moving right into this month with all this energy around your personal goals and your career and these authority figures. So part of this is about looking to the past. Some of that can be like, you know, oh, were there issues in these areas before and I don't want to repeat those issues and how do I work that out so I can move forward with these goals or this career momentum or these higher up type people. Some of it can be about letting go of some stuff. Some of it can be about, you know, reconnecting with people from the past, reworking ideas and projects. So, you know, feel that out. Is there, are there people you need to connect with? Are there old, you know, interests that you might have that you want to reestablish? Is there an old boss or something going on with the parent or the judge or the mentor that you can go back to and then take that forward on some new level? Is it time to switch up the career? So you do have lots of momentum here from the new moon all the way until the 12th, and the Mercury retrograde is helping you figure it out, you know, old stuff up through the 4th. Then Mercury retrograde is going to dip back into Sagittarius from the 4th to the 8th. So for Aries, that window is your chance to go back and rework any kind of legal needs, educational pursuits, travel plans, media marketing interests, wedding interests, religion or politics. So figure out what that might be for you and get in there and see what you can do. The full moon on the 12th for Aries is going to bring that big climax with the home scenario or with the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, or something that is going to be reaching that culmination with a roommate, a parent, or the family on some level. So work towards what you want to see achieved or wrapped up by the 12th in those areas. And then that new moon on the 27th for Aries is going to be launching you forward in all kinds of social arenas. So you definitely want to be saying yes to invitations from the 27th onward. Definitely time to get out there with friends, attend parties, go to events, do more online, do more with groups, and pursue your aspirations and pursue any kind of original ideas or inventions that you might have. Anything social is a big yes for Aries at the end of the month and then moving into February. For Taurus, this Mercury retrograde is really going to be, and the new moon, I should say, they're both in effect as January starts. And so for Taurus, the focus is on the things that expand the mind. So anything legal, anything educational, anything with travel or foreign people or interests, anything with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings, religion or politics. So in all of those areas, you can pick one or you can pick them all, but it, you know, you're going to be running into past people and going back over old issues and opportunities and ideas, rehashing things, releasing things that are blocking you, reworking things that do have some promise, and then really looking at that new moon momentum that wants to help you take this to the next level. So you're going to have that new moon momentum all the way until the 12th of the month. You want to keep moving forward with that. But the past situation's really going to be focused from the 1st through the 4th. Then on the 4th, Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius. So for Taurus, this means from the 4th until the 8th of January, you kind of get a do-over here with something financial. If you need to go in and tackle that loan or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes or insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, child support, partner's money, whatever the big financial thing is. It's not so much your income. It's some other financial topic, okay? But this is your chance. So you might, you know, see something coming back around or you might need to rework something or renegotiate it at that point. excuse me. But this also has a personal side. So for Taurus, this also might be a time frame from the 4th to the 8th where you're rekindling or releasing or reworking something having to do with your sex life, with a reproductive scenario, with a divorce, with a mortality issue, or with some kind of third-party scenario that you're balancing out with two other people. And so, you know, you're going to have a big clue what it is starting on the 4th, and you just want to take advantage of those days to kind of work that out and get it right. The full moon on the 12th for Taurus is going to bring a big culmination for you. One, it's in the communication realm. So there might be big news or offers coming through around the 12th. There might be a big talk or meeting that can happen now. There could be a really important interview or audition that's going to really break through for you at that point. This could be about writing and finally getting the writing project, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered. It could be about an agreement that is coming through or that you're winding up in some way. It could be about a big sale or a bunch of sales. And then it also has a mundane side for Taurus, which means besides all those communication things that could be peaking at this time, it could have something to do with something coming to a head with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles or electronics, or something involving a short trip or a local community activity you're involved with. So in any of this, it can be about celebrations and achievements, or it can be about wrapping things up or marking endings. So aim for what you're trying to get to by the 12th with those themes. And then on the 27th, Taurus, you know, this new moon is career-oriented. It's a really big one for you for the year. And so from the 27th onward, the rest of January and into the first couple weeks of February, you're getting a really big push to take your career to the next level. So whatever that might mean for you, it is time to be proactive about going for it. Besides your career, the same new moon can benefit you guys with personal goals and really striving to set those in place and go for them during this time. And then finally, this new moon can benefit you guys in taking things to the next level with any authority figures you're dealing with. So, you know, if you need to present something to the boss, or if you need to do something for a parent, or sit down with the judge or the director or the producer or the teacher or the mentor, any higher up type person, then this is your 2-week window that starts on the 27th and will favor you guys moving that forward. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, the Mercury retrograde and the new moon are both focusing on the power part of your chart as the new year starts. And so you have a ton of energy here asking you to focus on, number one, the big financial side of your life, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, whatever the big financial theme is. There's something from the past there that either you need to hammer out, rework, release, reconnect with somebody about, and see what you can do so that you can then, with the new moon, take that forward into wherever this next chapter is supposed to be. Number two, on the personal side of its power side of things, is your sex life, your reproductive life, the divorce scenarios, life and death scenarios, and third-party situations. So, again, there may be some going back to the past, reconnecting with past people or situations, working something out, and then really working on taking that, what you need to do about that, to the next level as well. So the new moon will keep you in forward momentum with that until the 12th, but dealing with the old stuff, really you want to do it between the 1st and the 4th. Then on the 4th, Mercury is going to retrograde back into Sagittarius. So for Gemini, this very short window from the 4th to the 8th of January is giving you a chance to go in there and focus with relationships, old, you know, past scenarios. So romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and have that talk or you know, rewrite something or look at the old agreements, whatever it is that you're kind of hashing out in some way. The full moon on the 12th for Gemini is going to bring something to a climax for you guys with your personal income or with a big purchase or your possessions or product. So, again, as with all the signs, this full moon, it's either about bringing things through and you're celebrating and you're achieving what you're trying to do there, or you're wrapping something up you've been working on for a while, or you're marking an ending in one of those areas. And then the new moon that happens on the 27th for Gemini, you guys, this is going to give you guys a big boost forward in all the higher-minded, expansive arenas. So you can really launch into brand new things or take what you're doing to the next level in legal realms, with educational pursuits, with travel or people at a distance, with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, with weddings, with religion or politics. So you have quite a list there, Gemini. Decide which one you want to go for and really be proactive about it. You'll have all the way into the first couple weeks of February with a lot of momentum behind that. Excuse me. For Cancer, you know, opening up, I think I'm going to wait until after the break to tell Cancer what's happening. So we'll be back in just a minute and we'll get to you guys.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Cancer, you guys are starting January and the new year with a lot of focus on relationships. And so you're going to have Mercury retrograde taking you back to look at old relationships and figure out what it is you need to figure out. And you're also going to have the new moon in motion as the month starts, really pushing you to take things to the next level with relationships, whether that means new people or that means, you know, the current situation, but doing something different or next level with it. And so with relationships for Cancer, we mean this is all about your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents. So there's something to hear through Mercury retrograde, or there's something to decide or rethink or get in there and talk about or renegotiate and then move this stuff forward in some new level. So the new moon will keep you going forward with these people all the way to the 12th. So that's kind of your boost from the cosmos to help you get to that next level. The Mercury retrograde is going to ask you to go back and hammer out the old stuff between the 1st and the 4th. So really dive in right from the beginning. And then on the 4th, Mercury is going to retrograde back into Sagittarius. So from the 4th to the 8th, in that little window, Cancer, Mercury retrograde is going to take you back over old paperwork, something going on with hired help or coworkers. It can be about your job or a past job. It can be about health issues, or it can be about animals. And so in any of that, you know, if you need to go in and meet with somebody so you can release something or rework it or reconnect with people from the past and see what's up, you know, what's possible there, then that's your window. The full moon on the 12th is in Cancer sign, so it really is celebrating you, or it's helping you reach some kind of climax where you're ending something or wrapping something up that's going on with you or about you. So you're really going to be in the spotlight around the 12th, Cancer. This can be about your physical body. It can be about your image or your brand or your name or your title. It can be about a personal goal that you're, you know, now reaching or wrapping up. So focus on yourself a little bit in the days leading up to the 12th and really try to aim for that date to see the culmination happening. And then the new moon on the 27th of January. Cancer, this is going to help launch you guys into some next chapter. We can help you start something brand new if you want to. And number one, it's in the financial arena, so you might really be, you know, going for the new loan or investment, or, you know, maybe you're taking your taxes to somebody new, or what are your new insurance or whatever. Think about the financial things that you can launch into at this time. Go sit down with a good financial advisor. This is also on the personal side. It can be about new fresh starts in your sex life, with your reproductive life, with a divorce, with mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. So whatever it is that you want to go for in those realms, this is the time. You have 2 weeks after the first couple weeks of February. For Leo, this Mercury retrograde and new moon that are both in play as January starts, really focusing all this energy on your job, on your health, on animals, and on co-workers, hired help, paperwork, organizing, cleaning. Doesn't sound real exciting as a way to start, but you have so much energy here that can really help you achieve something. So if you need to go back and rework that old resume so you can get the new job, or you need to go back and re-finesse that old project so you can introduce it in the work scenario and take it forward, or you want to go back to the old coworker and rehash an idea you had with them, or it's time to get back to your healthy self, and maybe the retrograde part is releasing, you know, cleaning out the cupboards of all the bad food, or going to the doctor and getting the right, you know, prescription to help you do whatever it is you're going to do to get healthy. You know, so in any of those areas, you want to think about going back between the 1st and the 4th, while Mercury retrograde is helping you deal with the past, and keep things going in the forward direction all the way to the 12th, as the new moon is going to help boost you forward, getting to that level. And then as Mercury retrogrades from the 4th to the 8th, in that little window back into Sagittarius, Leo, this is going to bring back the past. This is either going to be about a lover or your love life. It's going to be about children. It's going to be about a creative project, or it's going to be about something recreational. So it is time to kind of get in there and go back over, reconnect with past people, or go over past issues or past opportunities and rethink things and see what is possible during those few days. The full moon on the 12th for Leo is going to bring something to a climax in that mystical karmic arena for you guys. And so there's a lot that can be happening here around the 12th for you. This can be a big climax of the year for you with something in the artistic realm. So there could be, you know, a big culmination with a film or music or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture, theaters, concerts, you know, something big going on in one of those kind of muse-related arenas. There could be something big with a karmic romance. So this could be about, you know, a big romantic getaway that is finally coming through or wrapping up. It could be about a clandestine romance that is heating up or ending. It could be about healing or addictions or hospitals or other institutions. So there could be something really big climaxing in one of those areas. It could be about your spiritual practices, so your prayer, meditation, yoga, and something having some kind of breakthrough in one of those areas. And then finally, it could be about research, investigations, projects in development, you know, the kind of stuff you do behind the scenes as you have your breakthroughs or wrap-ups in those areas. So whichever one of these is like what's going on in your life now, you really want to work towards that big climax that you can reach by the 12th. And then the new moon on the 27th is relationship-oriented for Leo. So it is going to give you guys a boost into brand-new relationships or brand-new projects and, you know, interests with current relationships, or it will help you take your relationships to the next level that you're already in. So, Leo, you know, we're thinking about partners in business, romantic partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, any of these relationships. You have that big new momentum from the 27th onward. For Virgo, you know, Mercury retrograde and the new moon are both focusing all their energy as the month starts on your true love life, your lovers and your love life, and what's going on with that, with children, with big creative projects that you are involved with in some way, or anything recreational. So you might have all four of those or just a few of those or one of those. But, you know, the Mercury retrograde is saying go back to the past. Is there somebody, you know, that you need to reconnect with? Is there something you need to release that's blocking you from moving forward? Is there an old project or idea or interest that you want to rethink and rehash and rework in some way? You know, go back and communicate about that with the Mercury retrograde, and then really be prepared to start to take your love life and your creative projects and fun and kids' interests forward to that next level. So the retrograde is going to get you focused from the 1st through the 4th on those past situations and what you're doing about them. And then the new moon is going to get you trying to move everything forward from the 1st to the 12th. So you want to keep going forward with however this works out, right? And then Mercury is going to retrograde back into Sagittarius on the 4th through the 8th. So through that little window there, Virgo, you want to go back to something and rethink whatever it is going on in the home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or with roommates, parents, family. You know, is it time to bring something back? Is it time to let go of something? Is it time to rearrange it all, you know? How does something need to shift here so that you have it right? The full moon on the 12th will bring something to a head in the social arena for Virgo. So the 12th can be about a great big party or event you attend. It can be about something big going on with a group that you're involved with. It can be about something big you're doing with friends or a friend. It can have something to do with what you're doing online. Something big going on with astrology or charities, social networking, whatever puts you in a social frame. This is definitely a time when things can be celebrated, achieved, breaking through, or you can be wrapping up a big group project or something going on in one of those scenarios, or marking an ending if something is coming to a conclusion in one of those areas. The new moon on the 20th is going to push you Virgos forward in these areas, and so you can start brand new projects or subjects, or you can take things to the next level with your job, with your health, with paperwork, with coworkers, hired help, or the animals. So it's a good time to launch into any of those themes. We will come back in just a minute and pick up with Libra.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Libra, you guys are starting January with a lot of energy focused on the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. It's all at the root of your chart. And so Mercury retrograde is either helping you purge and release a lot of stuff, or it's helping you go back and reconnect with past people or situations or opportunities or issues and hash them out. It's helping you rethink what it is you want in these areas, and you'll really have that kind of past info there from the first to the fourth. So you really want to focus on that during those first 4 days. And the new moon, though, is really pushing you forward, trying to help you take something into that next chapter, and it's going to be in forward motion all the way to the 12th. So do what you can. It's time to set things into motion in those areas. Then the Mercury retrograde is going to dip back into Sagittarius from January 4th through the 8th. Libra, this is communication-oriented for you, so I would say you're probably going to be hearing from past people or running into them out in your local neighborhood. It can take you into the past with brothers and sisters and neighbors. It can be about going back to the past with vehicles or electronics. It can also be about past writing projects, interviews, auditions, agreements, negotiations, sales, talks, meetings. You know, so communicate. Be open to who and what is coming back through during that time and see what has any value for you and how you can rework it. The full moon on the 12th for Libra is going to bring something to a big climax on the career front, or with a big personal goal that you're now achieving or wrapping up, or something big going on with an authority figure like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director. So, you know, expect around the 12th to either be celebrating and achieving and marking that big high point with goals and career and authority figures, or expect to be wrapping up anything that's been ongoing or marking any endings that are necessary at that time. The new moon on the 27th is going to give Libra a really nice boost for the rest of January and into the first couple weeks of February, helping you move forward into some next level or brand new thing when it comes to your love life, when it comes to creative projects, when it comes to children and anything recreational. So you want to just pick and choose. You can take all four of those if you want and launch. Be proactive about going after it. Scorpio, Mercury retrograde and the new moon that is taking you into January is going to get you guys really busy in these first couple weeks of January. Lots more talks and meetings, ideas floating around, offers possibly coming back around. It might be more interviews and auditions, more writing, more sales and negotiations and agreements in play. And so part of this is about going back to the past and, rethinking things, reworking them, releasing them, reconnecting with those past people. And then part of this is about forward momentum with the new moon really boosting you ahead into some next level with all of this. And besides all the communications for Scorpio, this is also going to help you guys boost forward if there's something you need to hash out with the retrograde side of it and then take to the next level with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, your local community activities or short trips. So a lot there for Scorpio. The Mercury retrograde is going to help you with the past stuff up through the 4th, and the new moon is going to be pushing you forward into the next level all the way to the 12th. When Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius from January 4th through the 8th, Scorpio, that is your cue to get in there and rework whatever's going on with your income, your possessions, your product, or your purchases. So think about, you know, ongoing or past scenarios and how you can purge, you know, reconnect, you know, rework, rethink, and get it right. The full moon on the 12th for Scorpio. Hey, that was a Mercury retrograde moment. for Scorpio is in the ninth house. So this means something is really climaxing around the 12th that has to do with a media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting project, or that has to do with a legal matter, an educational pursuit, your travel plans, or with something going on with a person at a distance, with a wedding, with religion or politics. So, you know, the ninth house is that expansive mind area. All of those topics can be reaching culminations in your life around this time. Probably more likely it's one or two of those things. So work towards what you would like to wrap up, mark endings with, or achieve and celebrate by the 12th. On the 27th, that new moon is going to open up a two-week window that will help push you forward into new things, or next level things with your home, with real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, family, parents. So whatever you want to go for, be proactive. You'll have momentum from the cosmos at that point. Sagittarius, you know, you guys have this Mercury retrograde energy and the new moon, both just really pouring a ton of energy focused on your personal income, your purchases, your product, and your possessions as you get into January. So Mercury retrograde is helping you, like, slow down and go back over some past opportunity or issues so you can get it right, maybe reconnecting with past people, seeing, you know, how you can hash this thing out between the 1st and the 4th. And the new moon is really pushing you forward the whole entire time and will continue to push you forward all the way through the 12th. So you do have a lot of momentum to go to that next level with your income, your products, your purchases, your possessions. When Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius from the 4th through the 8th, Sag, this is your cue to really start to focus on yourself. So during those few days, you might need to go back and, you know, deal with something going on with your body or your image or your brand. Maybe it's about your name or your title or your identity or your ego. Or maybe it's some personal goal you have and you really want to take a little time out here and get it right. Talk to people, connect with people. And, you know, maybe you're just the person going back and running into a lot of past people from your life during that time. But it should be about you in a lot of ways, so do what you can for yourself. The full moon on the 12th brings something to a climax for Sag in your sex life, with a reproductive matter, a divorce, or some kind of really big financial theme, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, something like that. So at this point, you can be celebrating having reached some goal you've been, you know, striving for, or you can be wrapping up something you've been working on or marking an ending in one of those areas. And then the new moon on the 27th for Sagittarius is going to be giving you guys a big push forward, first of all, in the communication realm. So it's a really good time frame, starting on the 27th all the way in through the first couple weeks of February, to launch into new talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or get those agreements in place or the sales moving forward, start new writing projects, or in any way take current scenarios, you know, to the next level. It can also be about offers coming in, you know, at that time or proposals on the table. Then there is a mundane side to this for Sag, so it can be giving you fresh starts with brothers and sisters and neighbors. It can give you, it's a good time, you know, for new cars or trucks or any kind of transportation or anything new with electronics you want to delve into. It's a good time to start new ventures that are local and community-based or have to do with short trips to nearby places. So all of that is favored if you're proactive about going for it from the 27th onwards. For Capricorn, you know, you guys are starting January and starting the year with all this energy focused on your sign. Mercury retrograde is slowing you guys down and asking you to really focus on yourself and rethink something. You know, what is it you want? What's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Is there a personal goal from the past that you're ready to reclaim, release? Can reconnect with past people about it. And so from the 1st through the 4th, you really do want to be kind of looking to the past over these themes. But from the 1st through the 12th, the new moon will be pushing you forward. So it's a combination of going back but moving forward during this period. I have more for Capricorn, but I will tell you when we come back from break.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.
So Capricorn, you know, when Mercury retrograde then dips back into Sagittarius from January 4th through the 8th, that little window is taking you into that mysterious karmic house of yours. And there's something from the past to hash out here. So this may have to do with a clandestine romance, romantic getaway, or karmic union. It may have to do with an addiction or, you know, bad habit or healing or hospitals. It may have to do with some kind of artistic situation. So it could be film, music, poetry, dance, painting, museums, concerts, theaters, anything like that. It could be about your spiritual practices, your prayer, meditation, yoga. It could be about research and development. So in any of these areas, you guys want to pay attention to what's coming back around and listen up and talk about it and see what the potential is there. Then that full moon on the 12th for Capricorn is bringing something to a head with relationships. Now, this can be finally having that breakthrough. It can be about achievements. It can be about celebrations. It can be about wrapping something up with that person, or it can be wrapping up that relationship. It can be marking an ending, you know, so there's some kind of big moment here. And, you know, this can be several different types of people. It can be your romantic partnership. It can be your business partnership. It can be about your clients. It can be about a specialist. It can be about attorneys or agents or other representatives. It can be about competitors or opponents as well. So, you know, whoever the big one-on-one scenario is, something big is happening by the 12th. Then that new moon on the 27th opens that door to start to launch forward into something new or that next level. For Capricorn, this is about your personal income, or it's about purchases, possessions, or products. So it is a really good time if you want to, you know, go for something new, or you want to take whatever you're doing to the next level in those areas. Be proactive starting on the 27th. For Aquarius, you guys are starting the new year, with all of this energy focused on that karmic mysterious zone. So, wow, it's really kind of surreal for the Aquarians out there. Mercury retrograde is asking you guys to go back and connect with past people, past issues, past opportunities, past ideas, and to either let go of stuff that's blocking you or to rekindle things that hold potential, rework old ideas that could go in some new direction. And at the same time all of that's going on, the new moon is trying to take you into the next story that you have here. So when we're talking about this kind of karmic mysterious arena, Aquarius, this can be about that clandestine romance or romantic getaway or karmic union. It can be about the healing, hospitals, addictions, or other institutions. It can be about your research and development projects or investigations. It can be about anything in the art world, you know, film, painting, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, theaters, museums, concerts. So something, you know, from the past coming back around and then you taking it to the next level through those things. And then finally, it can be in the spiritual practices that you do, your prayer, meditation, yoga, or even in the magical or psychic arena of your life. And so, you know, something from the past and something moving you forward, so pay attention. And then on the 4th, when Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius, in that little window from the 4th to the 8th of January, for Capricorn, this is social. And so it is a time to go back and reconnect or rework or release things with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, you know, anything that puts you in that social arena. And it also might be a time to rethink your personal aspirations, your freedom, or your original ideas and see what's, you know, workable there. That full moon on the 12th of January will bring a big climactic high point for Aquarius. That is either about your job or your health, two really big things in life, right? Or it could be about pets. It could be about paperwork. It could be about coworkers or hired help. Or it could be about cleaning and organizing. So in any of those vast areas, you can be finally having those breakthroughs, achieving, celebrating, or you can be wrapping up something you've been working on for a while or marking an ending in a situation that's run its course. For the new moon on the 27th, that is in your sign, Aquarius, so it is your big boost out of the whole year from the 27th of January in through the first couple weeks of February, really helping you guys launch towards what it is you want for yourself. So great time to start new things that can impact your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, any personal goals you want to set. This is the time to be proactive about it. You'll have more energy behind it from the cosmos that can help you get there. So go for what it is you guys want at this point. For Pisces, you guys are starting the year with Mercury retrograde and the new moon both very actively pushing you to focus in on your social realm, so to connect with friends, to do things in groups, to focus online, with parties and events and gatherings, to focus on astrology or charities or social networking. And also, besides all that social stuff, to focus on your personal aspirations and your freedom and your original inventive ideas. And so with Mercury retrograde, you're, you know, reconnecting with past people or issues or opportunities and rehashing things one way or the other. And with the new moon, you're really launching into brand new territory. So it's a combination of both. And on the 4th, Mercury is going to then retrograde back into Sagittarius. So from the 4th to the 8th, Pisces, you're going to have like a do-over in Sagittarius. So this is about going back over your career scenario, going back over personal goals, or going back over something with an authority figure, which would be the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the producer, the teacher, somebody like that. And so, you know, whether it's goals, career, or authority figures, you'll have those 4 days to really kind of get in there and reconnect with these people or opportunities or issues and hash it out and get it right. The full moon on the 12th is going to bring something to a peak for the Pisces that has to do with one of four areas, maybe all of them, depending on how busy you are. This is a real big climax in your love life or with a lover. It is a big climax with children. It is a big climax with creative projects, and or it is a big climax with something recreational. So in all of those areas, you can be celebrating, you can be achieving, you can have breakthroughs, you can be wrapping up something you've been working on for a while, or you can be marking endings, raising around those themes around the 12th. And then on the 27th, that new moon is going to boost you forward in that mystical karmic part of the sky. So Pisces, it gives you 2 weeks to really launch into new artistic realms, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. It will give you 2 weeks to launch into that next level with your romantic getaways, with your spiritual practices, with any healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals or any research, investigations, or projects in development. So be proactive about going for that. And that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. I hope January and the beginning of 2017 is fantastic. I'll be back next month.